Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, big business moves that could affect small businesses, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. Today, using a different technology to tell your story, podcasting. Hear how a small business can adopt the strategy and who can help if you don't know how. We'll have that after this.
Say goodbye to thieves. Say hello to CudaCam by Barracuda Networks, the leader in cloud security and storage solutions. CudaCam is a complete cloud-hosted video surveillance solution that captures high-quality footage when motion is detected. Just plug in one or more CudaCam cameras with no network or camera configuration. Video evidence is automatically encrypted and stored in the Barracuda Cloud for secure access from any web browser or mobile device. Visit CudaCam.com to learn why CudaCam is so easy on your wallet, yet so hard to avoid.
Whether traveling or working remotely, we know your PC is your business headquarters. And when work takes you on the go, you need a laptop that can keep up. Dell's XPS 13 empowers small business owners to collaborate anywhere with incredible battery life and powerful performance. Reduce downtime by 50% and boost productivity with 4 times faster performance when you refresh to new Dell PCs featuring Intel Core processors. Explore the XPS 13 at Dell.com/radio. Have you ever considered podcasting to tell the story of your small business? Perhaps you don't have the time or know how to do it. Well, here's a guy that can help with all that. His name is Matthew Passy, podcast producer and consultant. He's at podcast.services. He's an old colleague of mine for the Wall Street Journal, and we bumped into each other at a Jets football game recently and put our networking hats on. It's a conversation about his story and how he can tell yours. Matthew, explain what you do.
So, Gordon, what I do is I work with clients, which are typically small businesses, mid to large brands, even individuals, and I help them create podcasts. You know, for so many small businesses, they want to use this really powerful marketing vehicle, but they don't have the skills to edit audio, they don't have the knowledge to edit audio, and frankly, they don't have the time. So what I like to do is give them the I just want to talk into a mic package, let them record, I'll take care of editing, production, publishing, and even help them with promotion and, get them out there into the ethos and into this great world of podcasting.
Wow, very good. Oh, so let's say you have a sandwich shop, local sandwich shop. The pitch to them would be you need podcasting to be on your website or on social media. Why?
Well, actually, it's a good thing you bring that up because not everyone really does need a podcast. I do spend some of my time talking to folks and saying, is this really the right medium for you? I mean, some people will jump into podcasting because it's buzzy and trendy and it sounds like the cool thing to do. But if you don't have the right content, if you don't have the right messaging, then you're actually going to do a little bit more damage to your brand if you try and jump on and, you know, force it or if you're not consistent with it. You know, if you put up a podcast once every 3 months, people are going to say, this isn't very reliable. Why am I going to trust them?
Okay.
But everybody can have a good message. You know, it's not just about buy what we're doing, you know, here's who we are, come buy from us, come give us your money. It's just about telling a good story. So maybe a sandwich shop, they can talk about, you know, the people that come in every day, the relationships they've created with, you know, some of their regular customers, mm-hmm. how maybe they've impacted the neighborhood. So it's not just a promotion. It's about, you know, what's your story?
Okay. And then would you do, say, audio only, or might you do something on video also?
Me personally, I don't do a ton of video, although I do encourage clients to, you know, maybe jump on Facebook Live or do a Periscope because we like to know who we're interacting with. We like to see these people and feel like we, you know, that they're real to us. But me, I'm mostly focused on audio. You know, it's just such a intimate, you know, interesting way to get to know someone. And plus, it allows me to do a lot of the work remotely without having to, you know, go all around the country with lots of heavy equipment.
Right. So what skill sets did you find that you had that maybe you didn't know of that wound up working out for you here?
I mean, the big ones were obviously just, you know, having worked in radio and doing podcasts for a long time. Those were the big ones that I took. What was more interesting were all the skill sets I didn't have that I had to teach myself starting a small business. You know, things like bookkeeping, things like promotions, marketing, advertising, invoicing, record keeping, When you work for a big company, you don't realize just how much goes into keeping the ship afloat. And when you have to do it for yourself, it's a massive wake-up call. I mean, it's a great educational experience, though. And, you know, I feel like I'm a much bigger, better business person now because of all these skills. But it was tricky at first. And, you know, it's difficult to remember that you've got to make the time during the week. You can't just be doing, you know, podcasting all week. There's got to be, you know, administrative that you've got to make sure the business stays afloat and the taxes get paid and things like that.
Yeah. Did you ever imagine yourself in this position on your own, launching your own thing?
Never. In fact, I didn't even think I was going to. This, you know, almost came a little bit out of necessity. I thought I had a few things lined up when we first got laid off, and when they were, you know, really not starting to turn around and to come to fruition, I realized, you know, I better start go out there and make a little bit of money. And the next thing I realized, this could actually be a full-time thing if I do it right. And so, you know, I'm building towards that.
Mm. We're speaking with Matthew Passy, podcast producer and consultant. You can find him at podcasting.services. He and I used to work together under the Dow Jones / Wall Street Journal umbrella. He's launched his own podcasting service business. So how do you find clients? What's the best way that you approach getting leads?
So I've done the Google AdWords. I do a lot of social media, you know, all those typical digital marketing strategies. But honestly, the best strategy has been and will always be personal networking. Going to events, talking to people in person, telling them your story, and getting good referrals. People who have worked with me and said, I've had a great experience. I think you should talk to so-and-so who mentioned to me they're having a podcast. I mean, it's great to get your name out there through Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and all those other digital platforms, but nothing beats a handshake and a good conversation.
How about that? All right, so you mentioned you go to events. What kind of events do you go to?
So when I first got laid off, I started checking out meetup.com a lot to find networking events in my area. Yeah. One that was the one that's been the best for me has been this Princeton Tech Meetup. These are a group of folks, they just like to get together, talk about technology, talk about startups. And so I decided to lend my services. I was podcasting their meetups. I would record their keynote speaker and make it available. And, you know, as part of that trade, I would get up at the end of the night and say, hey, if anybody else wants to do podcasting, I'm here. Let me know. And, you know, met one client from there, and he's turned me on to a few more since. So it's been a great experience. And I keep checking out new ones, you know, as I have the time.
Well, that's great. So this, too, is, say, unlike opening up your own store on Main Street, because you can go national. You are based in New Jersey, but if somebody from Seattle called, you could knock something out for a company there.
Absolutely. And in fact, that's what I do right now. I've got clients up in New York City. I've had a client down in Florida, spoken to some folks in Ohio, had conversations with folks in Seattle that I'm, you know, hoping will come to fruition. So it is, you know, in the days of Dropbox and FaceTime and Google Hangouts and all these different things, you really can be national. I know some folks, they're doing this internationally because the technology permits it.
That's great. How do you determine how you get paid? Do you bill for a certain number of hours? Does somebody bring you on a retainer? Is it, I don't know, the number of listens that a podcast might get? What do you do? Or does it vary?
It tends to vary, but for the most part, what I do is I charge a per-episode fee. So, you know, it depends on how long someone's podcast is going to be, how complex the editing is going to be, how frequently they're going to do it. But, you know, I talk to them, try and figure out about how much of my time it's going to take to work on their project. We agree on a rate per podcast. I don't sign any long-term contracts. I do the work in good faith. And, you know, as long as I'm producing, I'll send you an invoice once you're published. And as long as you're paying, we'll keep working together until it doesn't work.
And you're a moonlighter also, meaning you do this, but you have other things, say, to supplement income or provide benefits or something like that?
So, yeah, I mean, thankfully, I'm on my wife's benefits, which have been great. But I do work part-time for a nonprofit doing social media, which has been not only a great way to supplement income, but also a great way for me to practice some of the promotional skills that I've been able to then offer to my clients. And so it's not just podcasting. I'll offer other digital marketing services to various clients, just because it fits into the portfolio, and it sort of helps me to keep fresh and be able to offer podcasters something new and exciting when I can.
Ever developed a different wing of the business when you thought you were going one way and more than one customer began to say, you know what I'd really like is blah, 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 and then you sort of adjusted on the fly?
So, yes. So one of my clients, we decided to do a live podcast. We got together. We were in a retail store, sat in front of a 100 women in the store, had a panel of two women CEOs and our host, and it generated so much excitement that live podcasting and live streaming has become something that I want to offer more folks. I think there's, you know, while we enjoy listening to these podcasts in our car, there's something to be said about getting out there, getting in front of people, and being with them in person. So, you know, that's something that I'm continuously pushing and working on, and hoping to expand into even larger venues, say conferences and conventions and things like that. It's a lot. Everybody wants to be in front of a mic, so it's a lot of fun.
I never would have considered that everybody wants to be in front of a mic. These small business owners or strategists.
You know, it's not even sometimes the small business owners who are thinking about that. It's when they want to get their guests. It's when they want to talk to, you know, different potential interviewees. The one thing I have found is that everybody's mother wants to hear them on the radio. So if you want to book a podcast interview, I find it surprising how many people are willing to say yes. I mean, there are folks who can really land some top-notch talents in their field because, you know, people don't really think too much about the size of the audience. They just want to have an audio recording and hear themselves on the radio. So it really is a great way to not only market yourself, but to also network and connect with other people in your field and talk to your community and talk to your potential customers.
So when you've created your project, then most of these small businesses, for example, stick your podcast that you've done for them on their website?
Yeah, we'll put it on their website, but we also put it in the, you know, typical podcasting distribution platforms, okay. iTunes, Google, Stitcher, TuneIn, all those places. But yeah, it's on their website. It helps to give them authority. If I show up on your website and I see that you're doing a podcast, it makes me think, wow, this person's really smart. They're a thought leader in their industry, enough so that they can land other thought leaders to talk to them.
Got it. All right, so that's a sales point, I'd imagine. That helps a small business, say, differentiate itself from maybe a large business who's in the same field or a competitor?
Absolutely. And, in fact, the large businesses are starting to catch on and, you know, do the same thing. They realize that being able to provide value to consumers through audio is another way to endear themselves. So you are seeing a lot more big brands jumping into this game as well.
How about that? Very good. What surprised you the most, I guess, maybe about yourself or the business when you first decided to jump in?
That's a great question. I think the one thing that really shocked me was just how hard you would have to work. I mean, there's a lot of long days and long nights getting started, a lot of frustrations, a lot of ups and downs with it. You know, one day you feel like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever done. What am I doing? You know, my financial future is ruined. I have no savings. I better go out and find a job. You know, I'll pack groceries, whatever. And then the next day, you know, those two clients that you were waiting for call you back and they sign and you go, woohoo, I'm doing everything correctly. This is the greatest idea ever. I'm a superstar. So a lot of emotional, you know, roller coastering in the beginning. It still exists today, but not quite as bad as when you first get started. So you have to be prepared for that. You have to be really patient and, you know, really strength of character to stick with starting a business, whether it's this or anything else. It's never going to be easy.
You alluded to it earlier about the challenge of some of the administrative stuff. Is there one part of it that you would parcel out in a heartbeat if somebody like offered to do it for free or it's some sort of trade service for you? What's the biggest hair puller?
Bookkeeping. I'm just terrible with bookkeeping, you know, tracking what goes where, the rules and the laws and the tax codes change every year. And so keeping up with that stuff and making sure you do everything by the book and by the numbers and having all your funds where you want it to be, I find that to be really mentally exhausting. And so if I, you know, I have an account to take care of the taxes at the end of the year, but, you know, even just the day-to-day, there's definitely going to be a day when I get to a spot where I would outsource that work.
Yeah. Do you ever consider old school and, like, trade for services? Like, for example, hook up with an accountant. Say, You do the taxes, we make a podcast, we do this every year, something like that.
I hadn't, but, you know, I absolutely would, or at least at the at least throw them a hefty discount, you know, if they're willing to take that on, although I'm sure their services cost a lot more than mine do.
Don't know until you try, I guess. Right?
Very good.
Excellent. What else you want to throw in?
You know, just that this is really an exciting time. If you've been thinking about a podcast and you're not really sure what it's about or why it's a good thing, you know, I'm happy to talk to you and see whether or not it's the right kind of messaging for you. It's a great way to make yourself a thought leader, tell your story, make customers, you know, understand that you're a real human, not just a name on Google or, you know, on a Facebook page. And when people really get to know who you are, they believe in who you are, they're more likely to work with you and, you know, give you their time and money and spend the extra dollars for you. So if you're a small business and looking for another way to get the word out there, this could be an excellent marketing vehicle.
Are customers repeat customers, or are they generally one and done?
No, so typically folks who are working with me want to do something, you know, weekly, monthly. You know, most people aren't doing just one podcast and calling it a day. They're really looking for a series of sorts. And the ones who find success, they want to keep doing it forever because they're having fun, too.
Thanks, Matthew. It's Matthew Pazzi, podcast producer and consultant. Again, you can find him at podcast.services. On Twitter, he's at Matthew Pazzi, and that's P-A-S-S-Y. We'll wrap things up after this. Looking for the next place to grow or expand your business? Why not look to a state that's one of America's top 10 for business, where 2,000 burdensome and unnecessary regulations were eliminated over the past 5 years and is now home to the sixth best entrepreneurial climate? All this and more awaits you in the state of Michigan, the state that should be the number one choice for your business. Go to michiganbusiness.org to learn more. Again, that's michiganbusiness.org to learn more. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com, as well as on places like iTunes and SoundCloud. Those, by the way, are also places where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Also, if you'd like to share your small business story, I'd like to hear it. Free publicity for you, inspiration and tips and insight for others. You can email me at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. That's gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.